T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you on the show. Patrick, listen, man, Patrick and I have been debating in the commercial break about the best thing we heard today. Patrick, you got it. I got to have you look this up, brother, because there is a video, I think it's from the ESPN account, about Peyton Manning crashing online courses at Tennessee. So I need you, Patrick, to check that video out, and you tell me if you think it's better than the best thing we heard today that you and I are looking at already. So what we do over the course of the show, if there isn't one video that it immediately jumps out to you before the show and is obvious, we kind of take it as a challenge for ourselves to kind of find the best thing we heard today during the course of the show, right? Because the day is ongoing when we're on the air. So Peyton Manning has crashed online courses at Tennessee as we are live on Facebook Live right now. Peyton Manning is doing what I'm doing. He just crashed an online course and doing his thing, and I can't wait to see what that sounds like indeed. As for us, folks, we encourage, we invite your participation here. We do this little ditty called Either Or. Either Or are three questions on life and or sports with simply two options. It's really, really simple. And Either Or starts right now. All right, Patrick, so here we go. Michael Stathakis is a P1 listener of our show, and he is a really good dude, all right? Now, a lot of things he and I disagree on. We've disagreed on a lot recently, if I'm honest with you. But I've never disagreed with Michael Stathakis more on anything than I have about this. Patrick Brown, Michael Stathakis says that he could get himself and just round up 8 to 10 mid-30s guys from our area here in the upstate. Just random guys like you and me, and beat the U.S. women's national team in soccer. Okay? And he says he could do that easily going away. And he says he's talked to soccer coaches on that who have said that he and his buddies would win the game by the score of 3-1 over the U.S. women's national team. Buying or selling Michael Stathakis' assertion that he and 10 relatively athletic mid-30s guys could beat the women's national team.
See, right now I'm already going to sell it because he doesn't even have backups. He doesn't have substitutions. So therefore, they're going to be winded. The U.S. women's team is going to bring in substitutions. Yeah. But even if this wasn't like anything like a real soccer game, anything like that, I'm still going to go with the U.S. women's team. U.S. women's team are better strikers than the men are. In my humble opinion, I think the women's team is much more entertaining to watch, and they're the best in their field, bar none.
I'd agree with you. The women are more entertaining to watch than the men, but they're also damn good. And I don't think people realize just the technical skill level. You know, I mean, if you're just going to tell me men win based on physicality, well, you call fouls. If you're bodying the women to the ground during the game, you're calling fouls there. I think Michael and his mates would lose by double-digit goals. I mean, we might be talking about a 13-0 skunking. It might look a lot. Who did U.S. play in the first game? Was it Taiwan? That for South Korea, North Korea, somebody like that in the first game, they beat them 13-0. I think it would look a lot like that game, actually. You know, the U.S. women versus Michael and his mates. That's what I say.
I don't think it would be that drastic, but it would be pretty embarrassing, in my humbled opinion.
All right, what do you got, Patrick?
All right, so we're still dealing with the whole sports, you know, not being able to play or anything like that. I want to know kind of the high-profiled off-mainstream sports. Which event are you more looking forward to? Wimbledon, when it returns, or the Kentucky Derby?
I'm not a Kentucky Derby guy.
I am
a Wimbledon guy. Yeah, I'm not a Kentucky Derby guy at all. I don't – listen, man, you know, we've joked, Patrick, about your sex life in a movie title, right? The Kentucky Derby is a lot of people's sex lives. It's 4 hours of hype for 2 minutes of action. And no thank you. No thank you. I need better than that, man. You got to deliver better than that for me. Wimbledon, I'm in on. Wimbledon, the history, the women's game, really, really darn exciting to see, exciting to watch. Give me Wimbledon over the Kentucky Derby all day.
See, for me, I am full blown ahead, ready for the Kentucky Derby. I love it every year. It's a thing that my family has started watching, and we all make like little bets for on who's going to win and stuff like that. We don't pick the favorites. We pick the lower, you know, the lower ranking people, and we kind of go for them. We root for them. So for me, I'm looking forward to the Kentucky Derby a little bit more than Wimbledon this year.
Teddy Bridgewater says playing Madden as the Panthers is actually helping him get a better feel for some of the guys on the roster from afar. Buying or selling Madden as having any basis of reality for helping you get to know your teammates?
Oh, I'm buying it 100%.
I mean, No, come on.
No, well, hold up.
Come on.
This is Teddy Bridgewater, who in his rookie year played Madden to learn the playbook of the Minnesota Vikings. Do you remember that?
When he
was so if this was anybody else but Teddy Bridgewater, I would say no way. But seeing how his results have helped everything that he has done, and Madden is a crucial part of it apparently, I'm going to go and say yes due to the fact that Madden has gotten very detailed, accurate with their player assessments and everything that they can do.
Come on. You're telling me you can pick up timing in terms of the way a guy runs his routes from Madden? Dude, I tested Madden. All right? I tested the video game. I'm in the game. I think this is ridiculous. And I appreciate your love for technology, Patrick. I really do. But I think this is hooey, man. Come on.
I enjoy it.
I know you do. I do as well, but it doesn't help Teddy Bridgewater get to know his teammates.
How do we know that? It could.
So what is he going to say? Man, I'll tell you what, that Christian McCaffrey on the wheel route, he's unstoppable.
Not Christian McCaffrey, maybe someone else, maybe the people that he's not as familiar with. I'm guarantee you he's very familiar with Christian McCaffrey and what he can do. But what I'm talking about is maybe the second receivers coming in. Maybe he wants to get more familiar with them. Obviously, at this point in time with the coronavirus going on right now, you can't come in contact with people, so why not just try something new, seeing if it helps? And if it helps even a half a percentage to even a full percentage, that's still helping in the right direction.
My man Teddy Bridgewater saying playing Madden is the same thing essentially as being at practice with the Carolina Panthers. What do you got, Patrick?
All right, so we've been talking all day. You don't really like the opening day at home, and you feel like it's a bad, you know, thing for the MLB. But earlier today, we also got a report that John Jones was arrested for a DUI and mishandling of a firearm. So in your eyes, which is the worst thing for the sport? MLB at home for the MLB or John Jones for the UFC?
MLB at home, because we still have some hope and some expectation for Major League Baseball. Those of us with half a brain have given up on John Jones a long time ago. And it's so sad, because for those of us who would consider ourselves casual UFC fans, he's one of the seven or eight fighters we can name, man. I mean, that's one of those guys that's going to go back and look at his ruined career and say, man, what if? I could have gone down as the legend. I could have gone down as the Tom Brady of my sport. And Patrick, You wonder if this is his very last chance. The dude has thrown it all away. He's thrown it all away. So the answer for me is MLB. But gosh, man, if John Jones can ever get his head out of his ass, he could be the best thing ever in that sport.
See, that's the thing. Going into, like, even his first arrest, whenever he first got arrested, he was on track to be the best pound-for-pound fighter the UFC has ever produced. And now I see how much he's done inside the ring and what he can do, and he is the Floyd Mayweather of the UFC. He doesn't really – he basically gets enough to where he weakens the opponent very in. If he closes out the fight that way, that's fine, but he knows he can win on points. With all of this stuff happening, it kind of just paints a black eye for his career and also kind of the UFC fighters, because they keep allowing him into the spotlight. They keep allowing him to come back in and fight and go back into the octagon. For me, I think it's worse for the UFC because of everything that's been going on. MLB at home is fun. It's creative. It's crazy. It's wonky. I actually like the idea a lot for MLB at home.
There you go. And next up for me, I will offer you, Patrick, 250 G's, okay? 250,000 G's, a cool quarter of a mil to box Mike Tyson for 15 minutes. There's a tweet from MT that shows him shadow boxing, and dude still has he still got the bob and weave. He still has the lightning quick hands. You get to fight grade Mike Tyson of today, quarter of a million for 15 minutes. Are you in, Patrick?
Do I get to wear my own gear?
If you're willing to get pounded into oblivion, my
hold
friend.
Up, hold yeah. up. No, because I have an idea. I'm okay. going to have special gear that pigeons are going to stay on my shoulders. Mike Tyson is not going to know what to do with himself.
Oh, really?
The fact that he has a pigeon farm. He loves his birds. He loves his pigeons.
My man's getting creative here.
So for me, if I spend, 10 to 15K on pigeons and I come out with a, $225,000 profit out of it, absolutely I'll do it, because I know he's not going to strike his pigeons.
I have a hard time seeing the governing organizations of boxing.
If I ask
you that question realistically.
Wait a minute.
A regular Trunks. Are you taking the quarter of a million for 15 minutes?
Are we talking Mike? Like this is like a pay-per-view event, me versus Mike Tyson?
This is a pay-per-view event. 15 minutes would be five rounds.
Hell
right?
No.
You're not doing it?
And hell
I think you're
no.
Smart. I think you're smart because I think you would die. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
so it comes a question of, would you take a quarter of a million to pass on to your family as a life insurance policy?
Look, his shadow boxing is unreal. I mean, even at this age, in his mind of the sport of boxing is still unreal. He has such a knowledge and such a way to break down fights. I would love for ESPN Plus to put down the detail series and Mike Tyson break down fights.
Yeah.
I would love to see that happen.
It'd be incredible. It'd be incredible. So you're saying no. I'm saying hell no. Okay? Not 250 G's. Not 250 million, maybe, because at that point, it's worth risking your life for. And you only got to get knocked out cold one time, you know? So as long as you survive that first punch, Patrick, you'll be better. You'll have probably a headache that lasts over the course of the weekend. You might be back to normal sometime the following week, right? But not for 250 Gs. Not Mike Tyson. No chance for me. What do you guys think? Would you step in the ring for Mike Tyson? With Mike Tyson for $250,000, 15 minutes, five rounds. What do you say? And finally, Patrick, what do you got?
So with all of this coronavirus stuff as well, movies, music, everything has been pushed back and delayed, to the leaps and bounds to we don't know when. My question to you is, are you more excited for the least excited, like, in your opinion, the sport that you're least excited about returning, or the hypest blockbuster that you're ready for coming into theaters?
I'd go movie over that. Yeah, I'd go movie over that for sure. I mean, look, we've had some good shows that have already been pushed back. The Walking Dead is pushing back their season finale, which is probably smart. We've seen the MLB be tone deaf today with the opening day at home. The Walking Dead, the current society feels like The Walking Dead right now. They're smart to postpone that. Give me the show, man. I'll give me the show. Look, I love me some sports, right? but I have been known to choose shows over sporting events in terms of what I'm watching sometimes, man. I've been guilty as charged there. So give me the show.
See, for me, I'm actually going to go with the sport because no matter what, I do love my sports. I watch pretty much anything and everything. If cricket came back on TV tomorrow, I'm watching cricket. I don't care. With the movies, I can wait. I can wait for them to go onto a streaming service. I can wait for them to come out on DVD and I can rent the DVD. I have no problem holding off my excitement for movies. However, I cannot wait until sports are back, no matter what they are. It could be IndyCar series. It could be NASCAR. It could be cricket. It could be professional darts. When professional darts come back, I'm having a marathon, by the way. Everything, when sports comes back, it's going to make everything in the world seem right. It's going to seem like everything's back to normal and we can continue with our lives.
There you have it. There you have it. You're taking sports over shows. That is either or for today. What do you guys think about our either or questions? You're free to opine. You're free to chime in at 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, where our policy is, if you are following us, we will get to your tweets live and on the air. At ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air, at MacBrown22. Coming up next on the show, we will hear from the Gatorade Player of the Year, Clemson Tiger commit, a star player of the number two high school basketball team in America, and superstar from our area, PJ Hall. We'll hear from him next, right here on Offsides with Mark and Patrick, ESPN Upstate.
All right, V's here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You guys don't know this about me, right? But I've shared with you the things that I've been heartbroken about the most in terms of what's changed in our society over the last month is that we have no March Madness. That to me is number one. The thing locally that I was looking forward to the most, and I haven't even revealed this on the air, and I'm getting really depressed about it, even though no official announcement has been made. You know, they moved the Geico Nationals to Dorman High School, right? I mean, that was the first step. They moved it from New York City to Dorman High School, and Dorman was going to get to compete for the national championship on its own home court. And now that's been, quote-unquote, postponed. But there's no date in sight when that might happen. And you can understand, like, New York being a hot spot for the virus, you can't have teams from that area, teams from all area traveling to one area. Like you would imagine that might cause a spread of the virus here. I still feel like I'm in a movie talking about this spread of the virus stuff, man. You know, like we're in the movie Outbreak with Morgan Freeman. It's crazy to me. But in any case, joining us right now, really excited to have him on. We touched base with him about a month ago and happy to have him on again on the day in which he's honored for being the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of South Carolina. Future Clemson Tiger, PJ Hall joins us on the show right now. PJ, great to talk to you, man. How are you holding up with everything, PJ? You doing all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing real well. Just trying to stay occupied, stay kind of basketball shape, and just to do.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, PJ. But so you're trying to stay in basketball shape. What are you doing to do that right now? Do you got a hoop in the driveway? Like, what are you in particular doing right now?
Just to be clear, can you hear me now?
I can. Yes, thank you.
Okay, all right. In the driveway, can't really go anywhere, so staying home, shooting the driveway, moving around. I have some work that's my phone I do in my garage, I back out of the car. Just now I finished doing some yoga to keep my muscles stretched, just trying to really stay healthy.
You know, PJ, when I do yoga, I get made fun of. But something tells me when you do yoga, it's cool. What do I need to do to change that narrative, man? I get made fun of left and right for doing it, man. Yoga's cool, right? Can we establish that?
Yes, it's cool. Hey, it feels amazing.
It's good for you, too. It's really good for you.
There you go. That's right. So as we look forward to what's going on right now, as PJ Hall, you win the Gatorade State Player of the Year Award. What does this honor mean to you today?
I mean, it's a huge honor. It's really just a testament to our basketball team as a whole. Whenever you play your part on the team that we were on with Dorman this year, and everything comes on its own. It's all the teammates I have, Miles, Justin, they really helped me out a lot, for success. I really couldn't be here without anybody else on the team.
Clemson Tiger commit, one of the top 50 players in America, Dorman High School star, Gatorade State Player of the Year, PJ Hall, joining us here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. Whose game do you respect the most in the NBA, PJ? We all have heroes as kids growing up. I could tell you whose poster was on my wall when I was younger. But, whose game do you really respect the most? Do you find yourself gravitating? I cannot get enough film of this particular player to watch. Who is that for you?
I love watching Giannis just because I love Giannis. But skill-wise, I love watching Kevin Durant. I mean, 7-foot, practical 2-guard. I mean, he unguardable, can shoot from 5 feet outside the arc. Go by you, dunk on you. There's nothing that's bad about Kevin Durant, and then he can play defense too. I mean, he's just such a fun player to watch.
You think Golden State mishandled him?
I don't think so. I think he was kind of ready to leave and go out on his own path again. Just kind of won those 2 rings, and then after that, I think he was ready to go do something on his own. He had a really good time in Golden State, but I think it came to an end.
You know, I was talking to one of my friends, Cole Bryson, about this, PJ, and he let me know that you had a chance to face off against Zion Williamson in high school, and that you guys destroyed Zion Williamson's team in high school. What do you remember about that game and going up against Zion?
I remember him. That's one thing for sure. He had about 35 points or something like that, but Miles went on for, I think, 36. I mean, that was a great game. They had a good team, and they had some other good players, too. But, I mean, that was my sophomore year. We were just too much out, I guess. And I'll tell you what, that guy was fast, though. He's the biggest and the fastest player I've ever seen. Which is not a combination you normally see.
Yeah, no, nor a combination that you want to really go up against. Were you matched up against Zion one-on-one at all during that game?
I got to go up one-on-one against him, I think only one, maybe two times. A lot of times we had another guard on him who was just one of our crazy fast guards so they can keep up with him. But really, I didn't get matched up on the one time. But the one time I did, it was in the short corner. I remember I was guarding him, and I took a step back, and he spun off me faster than I had ever seen before. He was gone.
Did that one end in a bucket?
I think I fouled. It was a quick move, spin to the right, and he was gone.
There you go. So, you know, you kind of grasp that. Were you at all surprised at kind of how he's taken the NBA by storm? I'll be honest with you, PJ. I was, in the sense that coming back from injury and being a bigger guy, you know, I didn't expect him to be as transcendent as he's been. Everybody's been saying that the NBA's never seen anybody like this guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, really, it hasn't. The only player that I can think of is either a way more athletic Zach Randolph or maybe a Charles Barkley. But, I mean, like, yeah. The only thing that concerned me was I'd never seen how well he could shoot just because he was so dominant down low. But I always had confidence that he was going to go in there and kill just because of how strong he is, how athletic he is. I mean, like, he'll miss a layup and explode right back up for a putback dunk. I mean, his second jumps are just ridiculous. So I always had confidence he was going to do really well. But he's also proven that his jump shot, if he has to, I mean, he'll put some in from beyond the arc.
When people talk to you about the NBA, PJ, whose game do they compare yours to the most? When they say, you remind me of so-and-so, what name do you hear?
I've heard, like, Mark Gasol. More athletic, Nikola Jokic, just because of his passing ability. And then I wonder if they have another one. Maybe even, like, Brook Lopez. I've heard that one, too. Just because he has extended his game to outside the arc lately, and he's been really developing more skill level.
I got you. I prefer the Giannis comparison, PJ. You don't have to address this, but it kind of bothers me how, like, in sports, right, is sports media people, they compare white guys only to white guys, right? So, but I've actually watched you play, right? I've watched you play. You have a Giannis skill set. You have a Kevin Durant type of skill set. You're very diverse. I could see Dirk Nowitzki as well, but I don't particularly care for how they pigeonhole people. You know, a white guy has to be compared to a white guy. But if you had to choose between those three, Marcus Sol, Nikola Jokic, Brook Lopez, is there one of those that you could say, you know what, if I end up like that, I'm not doing half bad?
No, if I end up sniffing the NBA, I wouldn't be doing half bad. Those players, I wouldn't mind being compared to any of those, but I see what you're saying. That's funny.
Yeah. P.J. Hall joining us here on the show today. P.J., I think Clemson is a sleeping giant in basketball, and I want to tell you what I mean by that. You play in the ACC. You're being buoyed by the best football program in all of college basketball. You've got a fan base that is really searching for something to cheer for. You've got all of the facilities. You've got the fan base. It just has to grow, right? You just have to grow this thing. Do you look at Clemson and see the potential that really exists there? I can't identify a reason why Clemson couldn't do something special on the basketball court. And I say that, PJ, as you might remember from last time, your sister and yours truly, I went to the University of Florida, a football school that achieved back-to-back national championships. I was told that was never supposed to happen at a football school. Clemson's a football school, but I see a lot of potential for what could be done on the hardwood there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, with the players we got coming in, we have another wing, Olmax from Canada. He's a great player, long 6'7" athletic wing. We've been in contact. I mean, like, the players we have coming in and piecing together, they'll have scores. We're going to definitely be a force to reckon with, especially if we get everybody healthy. People don't know, like, all the obstacles that Clemson had to come over and still had multiple top six wins, huge wins over Duke. I mean, like, there are insane obstacles they've had this year, injuries, ineligibilities, but next year should definitely be a great show.
PJ Hall joining us here on the show. Has Coach Brad Brownell been in touch with you at all during this time?
Oh, yeah. We actually were texting earlier today, and then I was talking to a few assistants, too.
And what's kind of the tenor, without asking any private information, PJ, what's kind of the tenor, the mood that everybody's having right now as we're all kind of pressing the pause button on our lives?
Oh, well, I mean, Coach Brownell knows that everyone's kind of, you know, pressing that pause button, but right now it's the pause button. We're sitting at home, but it's still on go. We got to get better doing skill work in the driveway, all that kind of stuff. You can't really take a break because then that's whenever other people pass you.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, man. Absolutely true. By the way, you told me I needed to try mustard seed up by you, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mustard seed is a place I got to try out. So as we close today, PJ, I need to ask you, one or the other or both, what is one show that you would recommend to our audience, one show that we have to watch, or one game that we have to play? What is PJ Hall's choice? What is going on in the Hall household?
Well, the show is easy, The Office. Anytime I turn the TV on, I put The Office on.
There you go. The Office? Gotta love it.
You mean like a video game?
Yeah, a video game, board game, any game.
Let me think. I recently, so growing up, I used to play this all the time, but recently I got it for my PS4 remastered version. It's Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot, man. Listen, I love that you said that, PJ, because that's from my era, right?
Yes.
So the fact that you're liking games from my era, man, means we didn't do half bad, brother. I like that a lot.
Man, I used to play that game all the time, and now I got it, so I play it now.
You know, in that game, dude, there's this mode where you can beat it, but then to get, like, the full 100%, you have to go back and beat the levels without dying once. You tried that at all?
Without dying?
Yeah. Ooh. In order to get the full 100%, you got to beat each level without dying.
Jeez, yeah, we used to have a piece of paper in our room, me and my brother, with cheat codes all down it. We're using these game modes, and it was like ridiculous. It was so
PJ,
fun.
You can't be using the cheat codes now, man. Okay,
not the cheat codes to beat the game. The cheat codes to go into different games.
I see what you're saying. I got you.
I got you.
PJ, I've had the great pleasure of getting to speak to your mom a little bit about your career on social media. Dude, we're really proud of you in this area, man. We're excited about the fact that you're staying in the area. And please pass on well wishes to everyone in your family for me during this time. We cannot wait to see you on the basketball court again. Thanks for making some time for us today, man. Be well, please, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, thank you for having me on.
You got it. All right. PJ Hall, the Gatorade Player of the Year. Clemson Tiger commit, top 50 player in the country. Dorman is ranked number 2 in high school basketball in America. All right, coming up next, news and notes from around the state of South Carolina and defining success in 2020 for our area teams. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Okay, want to update you on some things going on with the current pandemic situation. The United States has added 14,000 plus new cases today. It is the largest individual day of new cases for any country since this thing began. The U.S. also is now the country with the most cases of coronavirus worldwide. And what's scary and unnerving about this is it's just started to explode, right? It's just, and those people, and I keep, the mathematician in me can't believe this is accurate, but it keeps being accurate. They keep saying that the cases double every 3 days, right? So I started tracking this, and Sunday it was 32,000. Yesterday it was 64,000. It was exactly doubled, right? And I'm like, well, certainly they're not going to add, you know, a third of to double 64,000 in 3 days. You'd have to have 21,000 plus new cases in a day. And we're already at 14,000 plus with some of the day remaining. This has been unbelievable to witness, and I just want everybody to stay as safe as they possibly can and be here for each other, as I truly appreciate the chance to be here for you. It is a bit of a surreal time. You know, there's no doubt about that. It feels very odd. It feels very off, but it's great to be here with you, and I always appreciate getting to be here with you. Michael Stathakis has tweeted us that Dawn Staley will have to accept her well-deserved national championship trophy remotely, it looks like, and that is because the city of Columbia, South Carolina, has passed a stay-at-home order beginning Sunday, March 29th at 12:01 a.m. for 14 days. Stay-at-home order coming in South Carolina. And, folks, we don't – you know, it's hard to know the right things to say. It's hard to know the right things to do because we've never been in this predicament before. My hunch is that being safe and staying safe and taking precautions is the right route to go. But we've seen quite a lot of people saying that, we are shutting things down for no good reason. And that is personally hard for me to digest. You know, a Christian pastor who thought COVID-19 was mass hysteria was among the first in Virginia to die from the virus. So he was one of those people saying, this is, you know, mass hysteria, not believing it, so on and so forth. Incredibly sad that he lost his life from the very virus that he did not think was a very big deal. It's hard to know the answers, right? And that's why the politicians get paid the big bucks to figure out what the right things are for us to do. I continue to listen to the medical professionals. Dr. Fauci seems to be a guy that really knows what he's talking about, really knows that what we need to be doing right now to kind of buck this trend moving forward. And I hope that sometime in April, sometime next month, we start to see the curve flatten out. We start to see a reduction in cases so that after the next month, we can begin to return on some level to the life that we all know and love. But, I'm not too keen on being the country in the world that has the most cases of this right now. And I'm not too keen about the fact that we are going to be far and away the nation with the most cases here in about another few days or another week. We gotta keep, as hard as this is to change our behavior in this way, we've got to keep rolling on with this here moving forward. Earlier in the show today, I shared with you how to define success for area teams next season, right? For the Carolina Panthers, I define success as finding the stars of tomorrow. For the Clemson Tigers, I define success as winning the national championship. For the Furman Paladins basketball team, I say it's time for them to take the next step and make the NCAA tournament. For the South Carolina Gamecocks, I say they've got to find their quarterback of the future. They've got to find a way to make a bowl game. For the Atlanta Falcons, I say their role is to make the playoffs. For the Atlanta Braves, my take is it's their time to make the World Series. And it's interesting because, you know, what defines success, what success is for one person is failure for another person. And, you know, an overall grade, the determination of success is a combination of performance with expectations. Each of these teams has different expectations, right? If you took South Carolina's success plan that I have, find your quarterback of the future and make a bowl game, and you applied that to Clemson, that would be a colossal failure for the 2020 season. If Clemson is finding its quarterback of the future, that would mean Trevor Lawrence sustained a season-ending injury. And if their goal was to make a bowl game, that would mean that Clemson has suffered some shocking losses and fallen by the wayside, right? So you see, expectations play a big role in this. And when you build the program that Dabo Sweeney's built, you do get to the point where you have this stunning realization that the only thing that would be goal attained, goal achieved this year is winning the national championship. Has Clemson reached a place where it's national championship or bust year in and year out, at least for this coming season? The answer is resounding yes for the Clemson Tigers. Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne back unexpectedly, the development of new young stars, Joseph Ngata, etc., a lot to be excited about here in the Upstate. All right, coming up next on the show, as we do each and every day, we close this little ditty with the best thing we heard today. A superstar, a legend of sports in this country, makes an unexpected drive-by in a unique place. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. I'll tell you what, Patrick, you know who's struggling with this social distancing thing is one of the entrants on our non-sports bracket last year here on ESPN Upstate. The bracket was to crown the biggest pet peeve in the Upstate. The slow driver in the fast lane won, but this was a contestant. This was a contender. The close talker. The close talker's not good with social distancing. The close talker doesn't know how to do this, doesn't understand, thinks people are upset with him, thinks nobody wants to be his friend when he can't be right up in your mug. Have you ever known a close talker, Patrick? How do you get away from close talker? This dude literally spits in your face as he's talking to you.
Usually I kind of keep walking. I like to walk and talk, so I just kind of keep walking and keeping my head somewhere that's not where he's looking at.
You know, I'll tell you what, we've all been in that spot, like at a party, where somebody starts talking to you and they won't stop talking, and you got to try to figure out a way to get away, right? How do you get away from that situation? What's your go-to? What's your out? That guy also happens to be close talker guy 10 times out of 10. And close talker guy, talk too much guy, isn't too much like in the social distancing as part of the coronavirus. All right, it's time to get to the best thing we heard today. Full disclosure, I haven't heard this yet. I haven't heard this yet at all. But I saw this was going viral on Twitter. None other, folks, than Peyton Manning. You know, Tennessee, like a lot of colleges in the country, Tennessee is doing all their classes remotely, internet courses. And Peyton Manning, on one course, made a drive-by appearance on video. Here's what that sounded like.
Mr. Thompson, I think you were late for class.
A while. It's been at least since 1996, 97 since I've been in a class. So I apologize.
Well, you know, if you were here, I'd be making you run the stadium steps for being late.
I understand. Well, these are unique circumstances. I'm sure this is the first virtual Zoom class you've taught in many years, I would think. I just wanted to drop in and say hello to all the fellow communication students there and realize this is a unique time and probably not the ideal way you guys expected to spend your senior year. But I just encourage you to keep a positive attitude, keep working like you're doing, and try to take advantage of the little bit of the extra time that you have to accomplish something else or help out somebody in need. A lot of people hurting out there during this time. Be thankful for what you have and just know University of Tennessee is proud of you and going to support you every way you can. And you know, Dr. Haas and his department is going to do the same thing.
The words of Peyton Manning offering some inspiration to those at Tennessee. I think we all can use a pick-me-up right now. You know, I have felt kind of stuck in between the two places of wanting to be a pick-me-up for you guys, but also half the time feeling like I need to pick me up from you, honestly. You know what I've realized, and LeBron James has referenced this as well. Like he can't imagine playing sports without an audience, right? And everybody's got a million different things going on right now. But you guys, to me, have given me a pick me up. You know, I feed off of you, right? I feed off of the energy and the participation that you guys offer the show as well. And there's a lot of good, inspiring stories that will come out of this, folks. There really, really are. And we will get through all of this together. It has been a challenge, but it has been a fun challenge for me to use this blank canvas to come up with interesting topics for you guys over the course of the show. Major thanks to Patrick back in the network studios, and thanks to you for listening. Offsides with Mark Ryan will be right back here tomorrow, 3 to 7 p.m. Thanks so much for listening to the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark and Patrick right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.